This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome to Hour 2. You got Bradley Dean with you, yours truly. Again, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. If you'd like to check out Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, and or my Twitter account for what it's worth, Bradley Dean, one double E. Bradley Dean, one double E on my Twitter account. If you'd like to call in, please stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933. Is it not interesting, America, that you're hearing very little to nothing concerning the alleged massacre that took place in Las Vegas? See, this only, again, proves the point of a four-day mindset with the American people. It's a four-day nation. Martin Luther King said that after the assassination of John F. Kennedy. After 4 days, they'll be talking about John F. Kennedy's assassination, but afterwards, forgive me, but afterwards, they'll be on to another topic. Yep, because they're so conditioned to respond to the bomb that's been thrown to them by the lying media. And what people do remember is gun control. And by the way, we also can see that gun sales are going up again on cue, because the people believe that they're countering what the media is doing, but what they're forgetting about is their kids that are in public schools that are being raised up to overthrow them. And I told you that since the very first day of the criminal foreign sodomite named Barack Hussein Obama. He was emulating Mao Zedong to a T. And I want to tell you, too, what happened and what's been happening administration after administration, now to the present, concerning Barack Hussein Obama and now Donald Trump. We see the transition in the present to Donald Trump. The agenda is still going forward, friends. We just seen the Department of Justice under Donald Trump yesterday. This is just the tip of the iceberg. Again, say that they're gonna throw off the chief of the IRS because of their crimes that were committed against these conservative groups concerning their tax exempt status, which, by the way, they already had it, IRS publication 557. If you read it. But we see that again, Lois Lerner and Barack Hussein Obama, not to be named. And yet, when you listen to what Donald said he was going to do concerning the rule of law, he's done just the exact opposite. And if you're paying attention to the details where the devil is, there is no difference between his administration and the one that preceded it, like it or not, besides the fact that you may like him a little bit more. It's just the truth. And we've been keeping you posted. We've been keeping you abreast as to what's going on concerning the administration. Like it or not, friends, it's the facts. But going back to the Las Vegas shooter and allegedly what happened there, nobody's talking about that anymore. That's old news to the mindset of the American people, how easily you are controlled, America. And nobody likes playing the fool, but friends, if you look in the mirror, you can see there's many of you that are playing the fool, regardless if you agree to the facts or not. Facts are stubborn things. They're not going to move. And if you're going to live the truth, keep in mind it demands a response. You need to respond to that truth. Mylon Kundera said, "The first step in liquidating a people is to erase its memory." Yep. Destroy its books, yep, its culture, its history. I've had principals. A principal in Wisconsin told me that the history in the science books are being changed every 3 to 7 years, as he chuckled about it. Then have somebody write new books called revisionists, manufacture a new culture, invent a new history, and before long that nation will begin to forget what it is and what it was. The struggle of man against power is the struggle of memory against forgetting. Folks, it's not the struggle of man against power. What he meant to say is the struggle of man against the powers that they tolerate. Therein lies the struggle. Because those that, you've heard it said before, speaking truth to power. Wait a second, who is the power? Again, let's put it into perspective. In this country, you are that power unto God. And you are either under a blessing, a state of blessings under the living God, or you're under a state of judgment. America, you are fallen to a state of judgment in this country, like it or not. Now, if you'd like to call in and challenge that, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. But the first step in liquidating a people is to erase its memory. You know, but what people aren't forgetting is the fact that concerning the Las Vegas shooter, and by the way, how it counters and contradicts in stark contrast eyewitness accounts. Of course, you didn't hear about the eyewitness accounts concerning what the state-controlled media had to say because they weren't asking questions. They already had their narrative set. And the end aim and the objective is gun control. They want more gun control. Well, let me give you history, and then let me counter it with what you're being taught today. This is Roger Sherman. He was one of the signers. He was also an architect of the Declaration of Independence, for those that did not know. He said, "Sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions and their history, and no longer remember that the country they love, the institutions they cherish, and the freedom they hope to preserve were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men." Now, if you go back to the Declaration of Independence, again, 75% of that documentation and the Declaration of Independence is their grievances towards a corrupt king across the pond. Did you know that Woodrow Wilson called that document a spiritual document? Isn't that interesting? He called it a spiritual document. Now, if I begin to go off on the modern day version of the anti-gunners, first of all, put that up against our forefathers who armed the people. I want you to listen carefully to, here, we have Hillary Clinton still free to do the things that she wanted to do because, again, all you Trumpites have failed to hold his feet to the fire concerning the rule of law and the special prosecutor that was going to be brought forth concerning the crimes of this treasonous individual, Hillary Clinton. She said, "We cannot let a minority of people," she's trying to belittle you, she's trying to get you to accept the fact, folks, that is not a fact. She wants you to believe the Saul Alinsky tactic. She wants to play you down and again belittle you in number. And she wants to say, "We cannot let a minority of people," see, remember, "cause the enemy to believe there's more of us than there is them." Folks, she has a hard time with that one because there's over 200 million weapons in the hands of 321 million Americans. See, that's the problem they're having right now. And by the way, for you to be armed is still the mercy of God. But she said, "We cannot let a minority of people," and that's what it is. It is a minority of people hold a viewpoint that terrorizes the majority of people. She exhibited exactly the word terrorism. Oxford's Old English Dictionary, government by intimidation. And that's exactly what she just attempted to do. And she's lying to you, America. We're going to take a quick break, countering, folks, our history with revised history. And we're going to get to the AK-47. Michael, you're up from Ireland right after the break. Sons of Liberty Radio.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. When you become a son or daughter of liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, and this day of sissified Christianity is sure is good to know. This is a man's man like Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We're going to take Michael from Ireland. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. Just rocking and doing what I do, and that's rocking the boat. And you? How is it in Ireland, by the way? How are things going there?
Well, it's the idolatry in sports here would be soccer. I think it's I don't know for a fact whether the criminality exists there or not, but I would suspect it is because it's a similar idolatry. But the question I wanted to ask: do you think, you know, in these stadiums where they seem to have a crowd hysteria in America with the stadiums and here with the stadiums, it seems to be an indication of idolatry. There's a spirit behind that which has always repelled me. Now, before I became a Christian, I still didn't like crowd hysteria. I just wonder why would I, if it is the idolatry in both situations, why would I tend to have a sense of it even before becoming a Christian? And do you agree that that the hysteria, the crowd hysteria, is a sign of idolatry? And if you do, why do you think it is?
Well, if you go back to even the Colosseums during the Roman era, and look how they would control the people. And I use this analogy everywhere I go during my speeches. Is the way that you control people is you give them a piece of bread and you entertain them. And Caesar said, I can control them. And so if you're being controlled by man and not God, I think that should tell you a whole lot about who holds your heart in servitude or who has your heart. But when you can entertain a bunch of people by giving them, beer and what was it that our friend George Orwell said? He said, the people are easily controlled by just giving them football and beer. And it's exactly what we're seeing in this country today. It's complete idolatry. Anything outside of serving God, thou shalt have no other gods before me. There's only one God in the flesh incarnate. His name was Jesus Christ, because Scripture tells us there's none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. And again, his name is Jesus Christ. They're not serving Jesus Christ. They're serving themselves by being entertained out of salvation. And Scripture tells us that we're to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling, not at a football game, but through the study of the Word of God. And so there we have it right there. It's simple idolatry when you're serving something outside of the God that created you, period.
Well, every church I've been in, even those that have pretty good doctrine, pretty good preaching, they're obsessed with soccer. I mean, absolutely, completely, utterly obsessed with it. And yep. I instinctively am totally bored with it. And I feel ostracized. I feel rejected because I don't like it. And I'm not trying. I won't even try to like it because I just think it's wrong.
Well, let me add to that, because I get these thoughts when you're talking. First of all, read John 16. Feeling ostracized for not being a part of the crew or the club or the crowd, that's usually a pretty good sign that the Spirit of grace is working in your life to follow and go through the straight and narrow, and through trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of heaven. Read Acts 14, verse 22, and also read Matthew 7 when you get a moment. But that is about as normal as it gets. Now, this may come as a surprise to some people, but Michael, I remember when I was, ever since I can remember, I'm super shy in public, and it's harder for me to have a conversation with one person than it is for me to have a conversation with 1,000 people or 2,000 people or 3,000 people, and it should show you what you're called to do, because the sign of a call is right in what you just said. And I think that the people that want, like Mariah Woodworth Etter, a famous preacher from the turn of the century, she said that when people want to be in the pulpit to preach to the masses, she said they're called of the devil. But the people that don't want to be there, they're the ones that are called of God. And over throughout Scripture, we can just see that. What, me? I'm the least in my father's house. I think of David. I think of Saul. I think of Gideon. And the list goes on. I think of Moses, who tried to say that, Lord, I got a speech impediment. I can't talk. I can't do this the right way. Well, it's not by your strength. Or what about it's by my strength. Or I think about Jeremiah. And the Lord put the words into his mouth. Go to Jeremiah 1. Scripture teaches us what you just told us is exactly right on. Because if it's the will of the flesh, it's not the will of the Spirit. Because that which is born of flesh is flesh. But that which is born of the Spirit is of the Spirit. And what does the Spirit do? It goes against the flow. Right? For as many are led by the Spirit of God, yea, these are the sons of God. And if we're born of the Holy Spirit, guess what we're going to do? We're going to do the things of Christ, not the things that man want to do concerning the way that they entertain themselves out of salvation.
Well, do you think mass hysteria is a telltale indication of being away, outside of God's Spirit? I mean, alienated from Him?
There's no question about it. That which is highly esteemed amongst men is an abomination in the sight of God, of course. And there's so many ways to bring about this parallel and a metaphor, even to what you're saying right now. But for the sake of time, there's no question about it, because it shows you what the masses are serving. And again, it's not the living God. These are the same people here in America, Michael, that are giving their time over to worship a bunch of football players. These are a people in this country, and I say this out of love, but I also say it because all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God for doctrine, reproof, for correction, and instructions in righteousness. But in this country, these people in America have given themselves over to corruption in government that have sanctioned the murder of the innocent. They could care less about the 3,000 and 4,000 babies that are being murdered in the womb today, Michael, because they care more about tomorrow's football game than they do the preservation of life. And they have failed to read the Word of God in Exodus 20, the sixth commandment, thou shalt not kill. And they have also failed to understand Proverbs 6:17, that God hates hands that shed innocent blood. It shows you exactly who they've given themselves over to. And it's not the Spirit of God, it's the spirit of the world, and it's a spirit of tyranny, which means to control them. And that's where we're at today in this country. And I can suspect it's probably the same thing going on over there in Ireland, yeah?
Yeah, and I must commend you. You're one of the, maybe the only one who across the board tells what I deep down sense is true.
Amen. Amen. Well, let me say this. Those that are called to do the things of God, again, keep in mind, we're doing this not for the praise of men. We're doing this for the praise of God. And again, there it shows you who and what spirit we are born of, my friend. And I thank you so much for your phone call, Michael, from Ireland. And I love hearing from you, too, as well. Thank you again for that phone call. Folks, I could take it so many different ways. A man of conscience is not to be led by the consensus. A man of conscience is to be a molder of consensus. And I want you to understand that's exactly what the Spirit of the Lord wrought in men that are born of His Spirit. We're not called to be praised by men. We're called to do the will of God on earth as it is in heaven. And in the process, what we believe, what I believe more than anything, and it comes to this in a nutshell, I believe that the Lord is willing to do the way that He has done in the past and in the present. And I also believe He's given us a prime opportunity, America, to show Himself strong on the behalf of those who fear Him. Filial fear, not a diabolical fear. But the Lord is willing to give those the desires of their heart concerning those that are willing to actually fight for it. In other words, again, do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. But I believe that God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is willing to give us what we're willing to fight for, regardless of the odds. Cursed is the man that trusts in the arm of the flesh, but blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. And trust doesn't mean I sit back and wait for the Lord to do what He's commanded me, because He said, faith worketh by love, and we know that we're to do unto others as we would have them do unto us. And then He says, faith without works is dead. We're not hearers only deceiving ourselves, friends. We're doers of the word, and we expect a blessing in the process. Those are the people that are blessed. And He's always done that. And so, folks, I would lay to your candor that you stand up and call upon the name of God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in Jesus' name. And allow Him to answer you the way that He did me in so many ways, even when I wasn't asking. While we were yet sinners, Christ still died for us. And we're talking about those. What's the difference between those that are called and those that are chosen? Those that respond to the call and they stay the course. Perseverance is a state of grace preceded by a state of glory. If you understand the cross, you will partake in the power of God unto salvation. And if you are not, I'm speaking Chinese to you right now. And by the Spirit of God, I hope that all of you hear me, my friends. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Okay, so this is what we've been talking about. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty Radio, 1-866-582-9933. You know, it's interesting. I was thinking about the fact that we just got a phone call from Michael out of Ireland. You know, I get a response from people that are foreign to the ways of America. And of course, the reason that's happened is because of the conviction of the American people. But it reminds me of the Lord, how he would raise up prophetic people from foreign countries to bring them into their own country because their own prophets would no longer speak forth the word of God without diminishing or that means taking away or adding thereto. And they would do it for what? Covetous reasons. Well, they'll bring in, the Lord will, prophets from outside that will rebuke the people within that should know better from a foreigner. We started the show off today with the first step in liquidating a people to erase its memory is to erase its memory. Destroy its books, its culture, its history, then have somebody write new books called revisionists, manufacture a new culture. This is what's going on in public schools, by the way. Sleight of hand constantly going on in this country. Then have somebody write new books, manufacture a new culture, invent a new history. And before long, that nation will begin to forget what it is and what it was. The struggle of man against power is the struggle of memory against forgetting. Jeremiah 6:16. So, going back to our forefathers, sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions and their history and so no longer remember that the country that they love, the institutions they cherish, and the freedom they hope to preserve, they were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny. That's your history, America, and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men. You weren't born from the thrones of cowards. Or the throes of cowards, forgive me. You know, our republic wasn't established by cowards, and cowards will not preserve it, just for the record. But we have these anti-gunners, and I'm linking this up to allegedly what took place just a couple weeks ago, allegedly in Las Vegas. And what everybody now remembers is the gun control that they're talking about. And nobody paid attention to the fact that the state control narrative was set before it even took place, because they're not asking questions from eyewitnesses as to what took place there. No, that's why they changed the narrative three different times. And by the way, again, this is the tip of the iceberg with things that don't line up there in Las Vegas. The tip of the iceberg. You know, one of the things that I've been asking for, and I'm not saying nobody died, I'm just simply saying I haven't seen it. I'm not convinced yet. Where are the bodies? I can't find them to save my life. Well, they've been pixeled out. Yeah, but I can't even find those. Where are they at? When the FBI came in and cleaned up, what was interesting, right after the night of the shooting, I'm trying to figure out why pictures were reported to the American people by a pilot that flew over the top of where those people were allegedly shot and killed, but there was no blood. And during this FBI cleanup, people are beginning to ask the questions, where are all the nicks from the bullets in the ground, in the cement, on the buildings, in the windows, so on and so forth? And why, with all the surveillance going on in Las Vegas, why was it and why is it that they have not been released to the public? And if anything counters the narrative as to what allegedly took place there in Las Vegas, it's pulled down. It's censored. It's omitted. It's removed. It's demonized. And folks, if you would pay attention, here's another one. Another one that just came to the surface. Well, they just found that the mainstream media was using the narrative by using a crisis actor that was also used in Sandy Hook. Oof. Going to Sandy Hook, friends, has anybody ever taken the time to watch the film of those that allegedly lost their children and how they were crisis actors? Has anybody taken the time to pull the curtain back? Has anybody heard of false flag before, friends? But I'm just trying to prove the point that nobody's talking about the Las Vegas shooting anymore. But what the politicians, the corrupt politicians, are trying to do is revise your future and your history. I just shared with you Hillary Clinton, the criminal herself, undealt with by the new administration, as he promised he would do, but he has not done it, said, we cannot let a minority of people belittling you gun owners. When the opposite is true, she's calling you a minority when in fact you are a majority. This is what they do, and that's what it is, a minority of people. She wants to belittle you. We cannot let these people hold a viewpoint that terrorizes the majority of people. Folks, this is the criminal that has armed security guards around her, protecting her from you. This is the criminal and her husband that have committed the act of treason through Chinagate and the Uranium War. And she's still free to attack you, America, because your man that has your favorite jersey on hasn't kept his promise, named Donald Trump. Let's listen to her criminal husband. When we got organized as a country and wrote a fairly radical constitution with a radical bill of rights giving radical amounts of freedom to Americans, it was assumed that Americans who had that freedom would use it responsibly. When personal freedom is being abused, you have to move it to limit. Oh, really? Listen to this, friends. From the devil's own mouth, who comes to steal, kill, and destroy, and that's the fruit of the Clintons, America. John 10:10. When personal freedom is being abused, you have to move it to limit. That's why we have law. See, but if we magnified law, he wouldn't have a leg to stand on. He would be in prison, at least. Let's go to Benito Mussolini, which counters our history, but look at how they line themselves up. Dictators of the past, who have disarmed their people, how they look and act just like what we see in the likes of the Clintons and a plethora of other corrupt politicians. The measures adopted to restore public order are, first of all, the elimination of the so-called subversive elements. They were elements of disorder and subversion. Disorder to a dictator is those that don't fall in line with their ideology. On the morrow of each conflict, I gave the categorical order to confiscate the largest possible numbers of weapons of every sort and kind. This confiscation, which continues with the utmost energy, has given satisfactory results. Now keep in mind, after the people gave themselves over to this ignorant, prideful, arrogant individual, literally, friends, I mean, when I first watched Benito Mussolini and I watched documentary after documentary, I couldn't even believe it. It's like, people, are you kidding me? You would subject yourself to a guy like that? Until America did it with Barack Hussein Obama and the Bushes. You know, Benito Mussolini said, God, if you're there, strike me dead. Well, God did accommodate. After the people in Italy gave themselves over to a tyrant, dictator, Benito Mussolini, because they didn't want the rule of God in their lives anymore, well, guess what? They were sent to war. Their men, their women were abused and murdered off. They gave themselves over to Benito Mussolini, though, right? Either going to be ruled by God or tyrants, said our forefathers. And interestingly enough, their country was destroyed, and the people in Italy figured out that Benito Mussolini was the problem, and then they hung him and his mistress upside down, and they beat them both to death after they shot them. So they shot them, and then they beat him to death. It came to the side of his head, and go online, you can see his head. You know, Benito Mussolini's new name is history. But it took the people of Italy total destruction. And it's interesting, the first thing they return to after things like this happen to are the God of Israel. That's the history of mankind. Charles Schumer, he said, that's all we ask for, he said, is registration, just like we do for cars. Concerning your guns, America. Adolf Hitler said the most foolish mistake we could possibly make would be to allow the subject races to possess arms. History shows that all conquerors who have allowed their subject races to carry arms have prepared their own downfall by doing so. Indeed, I would go so far as to say that the supply of arms to the underdogs is a sin qua non for the overthrow of any sovereignty. Whoa! Really? Yep, he said it, and he did it. You know, America, going back to what allegedly took place in Las Vegas, the most telling thing, those that are behind what took place there allegedly, the most telling thing they could have done in exhibiting what they have done, friends, the first way that they told on themselves was when they said, we need more gun control after being allegedly mowed down by a guy that had a gun. Just think about that. Who's the guilty party? Who has to gain from it? There's the guilty party. Every single time. The stupidest thing, instead of saying we need to arm the people, and you know what else they did, friends? They accused the law abider for the crimes of those that didn't abide by the law. And again, I'm saying allegedly as to what took place there in Las Vegas. They're accusing the law abider. They're accusing the law abider is what they're doing. We need more gun control. We need to disarm the American people in the face of those that have guns. Really? Read Luke 11:21. Common sense comes into play. The first thing they did, and they told all over themselves, friends, they took the mask off. We want gun control. We want to disarm the people in the face of someone that's committing an act of terror. Right? You know, isn't it interesting how they've used that word since the 90s? And it's been just that, the definition, government by intimidation. Yep. We'll create the crime, regardless if it happened or not, a false flag. And then what we'll do is we'll call and go for more gun control. And see, people don't learn from history that those that are actually sending in the brown shirts are the ones that are now playing the problem solvers. And history teaches us the problem solver was the one that created the domestic insurrection or the act of terror in the first place. We're going to come back. I'm giving you anti-gun quotes, folks, a revised version of the modern day
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Sue Trombino, founder of WIN, Women Impacting the Nation, also a project of Liberty Council. Why we support them is because they are dedicated to the Great Commission and the cultural mandate.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Hey friends, what I'm going to do is, for the sake of time, I'm going to finish this up. I'm countering what our forefathers established, and I'm taking it to the anti-gunners that you are tolerating in this country that are, folks, they're doing their best on a daily basis, weekly, monthly, yearly basis to continuously tear away at your rights that they are to magnify. And here's a better way of saying it, friends. Either you're going to win the day, or they're going to win the day. Either they're going to understand that they work for me and you, and they derive their just powers from the consent of we the people, or else they're going to win the day. There is no in between. And it's funny that I'm kind of going off on this right now. But what I was going to say to you is I'm going to hit the AK-47. How can the act be apart from the actor on Monday? George Washington allegedly said, and was accredited with saying, when government takes away the citizens' right to bear arms, it becomes citizens' duty to take away government's right to govern. Did you hear that? When government takes away citizens' right to bear arms, and it's not just bear arms, friends, but the right to bear arms ensures us all of our other rights. Okay? But when government takes away citizens' rights to bear arms, it becomes citizens' duty to take away government's right to govern. And that's exactly where we're at. I mean, I can tell you a different way. I remember when Thomas Jefferson rightly said, again, he was accredited with saying, when the people fear the government, you have tyranny, but when the government fears the people, you have liberty. And that's exactly what I'm talking about right here. This is a healthy government when they fear the people. But they don't fear the people. They're assailing you. They're assaulting your rights on a 24/7 basis in this country, America. And this is foreign to we the people in this country. Which reminds me of what Douglas MacArthur said. He said, I'm not concerned for the security of our... He said, I am concerned. This is Douglas MacArthur. He said, I am concerned for the security of our great nation. Not so much because of any threat from without, but because of the insidious forces working from within. Quit acting like a foreign government's doing to you what you're allowing sin to do. And making the choice to allow sin to do the things that it's doing. Sin is finding, and your sin, America, is finding you out, period. It's not a foreign government attacking you, America. It's your own government. And your own government, I'm talking about corrupt officials and bureaucracies that have been unconstitutionally created, are becoming a terror to other countries, and that's why you're hated by so many different countries in this world. Take your rightful place and you will be honored again, as you honor God. You cannot be honored where you don't honor God. And let me give you one more quote by Patrick Henry. He said, the Constitution is an instrument for the government to restrain the people. I'm missing this. It's a quote right in front of me right now. This is Patrick Henry, Sons of Liberty. He said, the Constitution is not, and I may have said not, the Constitution is not an instrument for the government to restrain the people. It's an instrument for the people to restrain the government. Lest it come to dominate our lives and our interests. Is that what you're seeing happening today? Well, then the roles are backwards. Dianne Feinstein. I mean, folks, tell me some of these supposed, these corrupt politicians, they're not representatives, clearly. But she is Mrs. Anti-Gun herself. But tell me they don't have the spirit of what you've seen during the Nuremberg trials. And I'm not kidding, I would say it to her face. And hopefully one of you will convey it to her. She said, if I could have banned them all, speaking of your guns, Mr. and Mrs. America turning your guns, she said, I would have. Why is she armed? Why does she have armed guards around it? Man, these people have forgotten where they have come from. Deborah Prothrow Stith, Dean of Harvard School of Public Health, said, my view of guns is simple. I hate guns, and I cannot imagine why anyone would want to own one. If I had my way, guns for sport would be registered, and all other guns would be banned. Well, who asked you? And I'll give you one more. Actually, I'll give you two more. Barack Hussein Obama, the foreign sodomite himself, the criminal, the agent, the plant, said during a conversation with economist and author John Lott Jr. at the University of Chicago Law School in the 1990s, said, I don't believe people should be able to own guns. Well, then why do you have... You know what's sad about it is when I say those people that are protecting the president from we the people, it's sad to say, America, but those are our guys protecting politicians to commit the crimes that they are committing against us. Again, we're doing it to ourselves. I mean, I have a lot of respect for a lot of these guys. The police, our military, big time. Nobody honors our military more than we do in this ministry. 2 Corinthians 5:15. But God ordained military. God ordained. Listen to me carefully. I have a lot of respect for good police. There's a lot of good police out there. We've got a respect for a lot of good government representatives out there. I love good government. It's a God-ordained institution, Exodus 18:21. But I hate those that violate our law. I do. I hate them. Oh, Bradley, God doesn't hate. Oh, doesn't he? Is there a hell? Oh, but he loves us all. Yeah, he does love us all, but you chose to hate him, so you got the consequence that you so well deserve by not repenting before his moral law. Hell is reserved for those that refuse to repent. God is angry with the wicked every day. Oh, Bradley, come on. Jacob, I have loved. Esau, I have hated. Oh, wait a second. Well, I've been taught not to hate. Well, you should be. You should hate what Christ hates. You should love what God loves. Hate, Psalm 97, hate the evil, love the good. You want me to keep going, folks? It's just coming to my aid right now by the Holy Ghost. I can go on and on and on and on. Are you telling me that this is yin-yang between God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, and Satan himself? That they're buddy-buddy? You better think again. Do you think the Lord's okay with him who means to destroy the souls of men? You've got to be kidding. You know, and to be honest with you, it sickens me when I see people commit crimes. I mean, the most heinous of crimes. We had a Muslim that didn't come into America to assimilate, and somehow he was given over to be a police officer in the state of Minneapolis, or Minnesota, in the city of Minneapolis, who was appointed and praised by Mayor Betsy Hodges, who was terrorizing the people in the city, literally. But he ends up shooting this individual's fiancé after she called. This is some time back, but he's a Muslim cop. When this woman called the police and said it sounded like there's a sexual assault going on in the alley, when she approached the car, the Muslim shot her to death. And it's interesting to note that it came back that, well, he wasn't unforgiving towards the individual that shot her. In other words, what he's saying is, you know, I don't really care about the rule of law. I'm okay with what just happened. I wish it didn't happen, but, you know, the Bible tells us we're to forgive those that repent. 7 times 70, to them that repent. Isn't it interesting how you hear people take this out of context constantly? Hold it in context. Follow it out so you understand what it was meant to be, or what was meant to be said, or follow the thought through is what I'm saying. People are so backwards when it comes to the things of God's judgment, Deuteronomy 4, that they think that God is merciful and he's just going to overlook sin. Then why is there a hell? Why is there judgment that we're to magnify? Why is there law? Do you do that in the natural? Absolutely not. But in the natural, in America, the modern day version of the American people now is to accept the courts as long as they can get some sort of compensation financially to support the courts and their bureaucracy. They'll just overlook judgment and they'll make a plea bargain with someone that just violated someone's family member or killed them, right? Again, like I said earlier, you have more compassion in so many different facets, America, in your way of life and what you've tolerated. You have more compassion. And the reason you have compassion on crime is because you want to be as lenient with people that are guilty of the same thing that you are.
That's exactly right. And I don't think that you're going to find very many radio programs and men out there who are willing to preach and speak the truth as Bradley Dean does. You know, we've been traveling, as you know, those of you who have listened to the Sons of Liberty and follow our newsletters and so on, for over 100 hours this man has been driving, preaching the word of God from literally coast to coast at events, playing the drums, doing live radio, writing his column, on top of driving the 100 hours, I don't think that you're going to find many men who are willing to speak the truth and do what needs to be done, such as Bradley Dean. And this ministry has always been willing to fight the good fight of faith, but we need faithful supporters to help get us out there. Please become a son or daughter of liberty. Support this work. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Click on Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty and be a part and take part with us as we bring the truth to this nation.
The American people in the AK-47 on Monday. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya. Okay.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.